Our next speaker is virtual and is going to talk about a topic which is ubiquitous today, or at least one aspect of a topic that is ubiquitous, that's AI. The speaker is Daniel Schulman. Daniel is a shareholder at Vedder Price and a member of the firm's intellectual property group in the Chicago office. Without further ado, Daniel.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you also to Ann Valdivia of USAA, who put this together and invited me to participate. Ann knows, like I do, that you should always take ethics advice from somebody who has a 4-foot-tall stuffed Bugs Bunny on a pedestal in their office. So you are all in good company, and I'm sure this will work out just perfectly. So we're going to talk about AI in the practice of law. And I titled this, Does Intelligence Equal Competence? Because that's really the question. So I would tell you about me, but all I would say is, if you want to scan the QR code, you can learn all about me, probably more than you want to even know. So let's get right into the slides. So what are we talking about when we talk about AI? There's a lot of different definitions. I try to dumb it down for my own benefit and say artificial intelligence is the ability to process data, to identify patterns, relationships, and connections so as to make predictions of a desired outcome in a response to a user's prompt more quickly than a human could. What is AI really good for? Which, by the way, is a question that you should always keep in mind, and we'll talk more about why that question is so critical. But AI is great for sorting through massive amounts of data. And the amount of risk that is entailed in using AI depends on two things, really. Where does the data come from? The more internal, the more reliable the data is, the better the outcome. The more external, the less reliable and control you have over the data, the more likely you are to have problems with the output. And it also depends on what you're doing with it. So on the one hand, the least risky thing that anybody could do with AI is just look for patterns, look for data reorganization. On the other end of the spectrum, the riskiest things that you could do with AI are actually predict outcomes, generate new content. There's a whole lot of reasons why those are risky. What I like to tell folks is this has been around for a very long time. And we'll talk about in a couple of moments how it's been around in the practice of law. But being an intellectual property lawyer, I go back to my physics roots, and the Large Hadron Collider, which is this massive proton smasher in Switzerland under the Alps, every time it smashes protons together at nearly the speed of light, it generates petabytes of data per collision. And there are millions of collisions every time it smashes protons together. It is impossible for even the smartest physicists in the world, even if they put all of their brains together, to go through all of the data that's created from those collisions and find when, once in a blue moon, it creates the Higgs boson or some other new subatomic particle that they're looking for but hadn't found yet. And the only way they can sort through that is to use AI to look for indicators that something odd has happened so that... because there's way too much data for a human to analyze. That's a relatively low risk implementation of AI. You're going through your own data. There's not really a lot of risk of bias, and you're not creating anything new. You're just looking for patterns. Okay, so as long as everybody understands kind of the background of AI, let's talk about how it might be useful in law. And I've identified these four things. These are broad, and you could probably find lots of ways AI could be useful, and that's part of the attractiveness of AI, is that we're trying to figure out all of the different ways that we can use it, new ways that we haven't thought of before. But obviously the four big ones: predict outcomes, to do legal research, to do fact research, and to generate content. So let's talk about these in terms of the risk to your professional practice. So what are the AI risks to lawyers? So this is qualitative, not quantitative, but I tried to put it on a spectrum. At the low end of risk of using AI is using AI to do legal research and fact research. So what does this look like? This looks like when you put a natural language prompt into Lexis or Westlaw.